And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Lafayette Film, TV, and Music Meetup Group will be meeting this evening at 7 o'clock in the South Regional Lafayette Library on Johnston Street, 6101 Johnston Street. The featured speaker this evening is Jackie Lyle, who will be discussing the New York Apollo Dance Group James Brown Project and their new connection with Lafayette. Anyone with an interest is invited to attend and learn about this event. Admission is free. That's tonight, 7 o'clock at the South Regional Lafayette Library. The Silverbacks Improv Theater presents Deep Focus. That's tonight at 7:30. It's in period costumes, and three improvisers will develop an improvised dramedy inspired by Twilight Zone and Hitchcock Presents, and of course the audience's suggestions. There will be improvised jazz by a small ensemble of musicians. Tonight, 7:30 at Theater 810, the Silverbacks Improv Group. Silverbacks Improv Theater. Tickets are available at the door or by calling Theater 810 at 484-0172. Acting Up in Acadiana is registering for its fall classes now. There will be an elementary class, a junior high school class, a high school and beginner adults class, and the company class. For more information on classes or to register, you can contact Amy Wagasback at 739-4273 or call the Acadiana Center for the Arts. All the classes will take place at the ACA. The traditional music program here at UL Lafayette is offering a number of courses that are offered not only to music majors but to the general public. The History of Cajun Zydeco Musician is being offered online by Professor Mark DeWitt. It's Music 360. If you're not enrolled at UL, you can sign up for it through University College. Just call their office or email them. Also, Beginning Button Accordion being offered by Nathan Williams Jr. and the Beginning Fiddle Class offered by Brazos Huval. Those are a part of the traditional music class offerings. But again, if you're not enrolled as a student, you can register through University College at UL Lafayette or contact Professor Mark DeWitt for more information. The Acadiana Center for the Arts is calling for drawing sketches and paintings of McNasby Stadium in celebration of Elmore Morgan Jr. These would be drawings or paintings made under the instruction of Elmore Morgan Jr. So if you were in any of his classes and asked to sketch or draw or paint McNasby, they're looking for those pieces. You can contact Brian Guidry at the ACA. He is curator for this exhibit is in celebration of Elmer Morgan. You're in Town and She Kills Monsters continues this week at Burke Hawthorne Hall Theater. It will She Kills Monsters will reopen or continue its run on the 22nd and 24th, and You're in Town the musical will run the 23rd and 25th, and that is all in Burke Hawthorne Hall in the theater. Tickets will be available at the door, or you can go to the AUI, Acting Unlimited Incorporated's website or Facebook page. The Tea Sippers continue for one performance only, Those Star-Crossed Saps, Romeo and Juliet. They will perform in Sunset at La Place de Chanticleer this Friday, August 23rd. Tickets will be available at the door. For more information about that performance, you can go to the Tea Sippers Facebook page. The Itinerant Theater in Lake Charles is holding auditions for Jesus Christ Superstar. The auditions are this Saturday, August 24th, and they take place at the Lake Charles Boston Academy of Learning in the auditorium. Starts at 1 o'clock. You can bring a song. You can prepare a song from Jesus Christ Superstar. There will be an accompanist provided at the auditions. And I believe you need to bring a headshot and acting resume to the audition. More information as well as the audition form is available at itinerantheater.com. A new independent short film called Ten to Sing by Misty Talley will be shown on Sunday, August 25th at 4 o'clock in Lafayette at Cité des Arts. The Layview Film Series continues at Vermilionville this coming Monday, the 26th at 6:30. It's curated by Emile Ancelet, who will screen the film Trashed by Candida Brady. And we'll be speaking with Emil on Monday about that film, which is a part of Lakeview Film Series. The Acadiana Repertory Theater presents the regional premiere of David Stallings' Barrier Island. It's the first in a cycle of three plays focused on a small community near Galveston, Texas, and it revolves and devolves around hurricane season. The performances will be at Theater 810 and will run August 30th through September 7th, and we'll be speaking with members of the Acadiana Repertory Theater next week about that play. Also opening on August 30th at Cité des Arts, Dinner with Friends by Donald Margulies. It's being directed by Cooper Helm and presented by the Lauren Riley Elliott Company. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can download a weekly schedule there. You can also podcast many of our locally produced programs, Medicine Ball Caravan, Big Band Swings, Blues Box, Harpistry, and so many others. Just search for the program on our website. You can listen to archived material there or download a program for listening to at your convenience. You can also support KRVS at any time very securely at our website. Please click on the Support Now or Pledge Now button and make your contribution securely. If you're interested in donating a vehicle, just look for that big red button that says Car Donation. Click on it, and you can call the toll-free number there or fill out information about your car. That's all at krvs.org and lots of other information there about programs. Stay tuned to KRVS. This afternoon and evening, we are with NPR's All Things Considered, 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, it's From the Top. And at 8, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, first with Night Train Jazz with John Green hosting. And at 10 o'clock, Passport to Modern Jazz with Djalma Garnier. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.